You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
So Governor Mike Parsons is on a 13-city tour to discuss Proposition D, which will be on your ballots in November. It's a proposed gas tax hike, Brian, that will increase motor fuel tax 2.5 cents a gallon every year for the next 4 years, ending with a total of 10 cents. Now, there's some folks who are like, that's a big increase. Mm-hmm. Well, here he is talking about why he feels this is important.
And the reality is we've got problems. We've got 1,000 bridges out here that's considered poor conditions in this state. You have to have infrastructure in place to draw new businesses. You have to have infrastructure in place for people to want to retire here and to move here. Average Motors that drives 12 to 15,000 miles a year will cost them $1.25 a month. The only state that does a worse job than us in funding their transportation system is Alaska.
We have one of the most busiest highways in the country. I believe he said 6 most busiest highways, 7 most busiest bridges. And we don't upkeep them. The only state that does worse is Alaska. We got to do something about it. Plus, we always complain about the roads anyway. It takes money to fix these things. And this is going to generate over $400 million a year. I would be with it, to be honest with you. I've never been afraid of increasing taxes, Shay. Because I understand that if stuff needs fixing and we want stuff, it takes money to provide that.
I'm going to need them to find that money somewhere else.
Where you want to find it at? You know what?
Y'all going to have to get a better brand of light bulb or something. Y'all can penny pinch and find it.
You know what the money could come from? Seriously?
What?
Somebody.
Oh, wrong one. Hold on.
Oh, Lord. You got to have it together if you try to make a joke.
That's where it can come from.
Stay off the weed.
Am I lying, though?
Well, they won't get no money from me because I don't smoke.
There are a lot of people who do partake.
Okay. You're right. If maybe I would change my mind. Right. Maybe I would change my mind. I don't know.
You could buy some edibles or something.
But you know, I've always been against it just because of the, you know, rampant drug use that plagues my family.
In our community.
Yeah. No, my family. Once you done seen that stuff firsthand, I'm like, I'm good on anything else.
I get it.
I'd rather snack.
Well, let other people partake then, and they can.
Oh yeah, I don't have a problem with that. People do what they want to do. Yeah. You know, I'm not one of those people. My values don't necessarily mean anything to anyone else. You do what's best for you.
Mm-hmm. Any other suggestions that you would get the money from? With gambling?
Gambling been here already. It's here.
You would tax it some more.
I think that I could figure out, because there are times that, like, where I might be in between paydays and I can make $20 last like a whole week. No, I'm serious.
That's the big stretch right there. When you, no, I don't need that, I'll just get the best value joint.
Like, there's times that I could spend $300 in 10 minutes, and then there's times that I can make $20 last a week. I'm serious. So I'm able to.
Depends on the circumstance.
Penny pinch. Yeah. You know, and I know there's people listening right now. Y'all know how to penny pinch.
I tell you what, you go get in charge of the roads and stuff so you can penny pinch those.
Brian,
okay?
We'll be riding on streets of gold.
Okay, sure we will.
It'll be made from old herringbone chains from from the 90s.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621, look for highs in the mid-60s today. Partly sunny skies right now. You're clear 46 in Grandview. Shade, what's popping?
Child, the rumor mill is abuzz about Diddy and Cassie calling it quits after 11 years together.
Really?
Wow! Come on, keep that going.
Keep it going. Rewinded it, huh?
Oh, okay. Just the part.
Okay, there we go.
Besides the kids I have,
well, she ain't got no kids. Did she waste her years? That's the question, Brian. A lot of people are saying that she basically gave up her career, been following Diddy all around the country. And is it a waste? Oh, she had that song.
Oh yeah,
I've been one, waiting so long for you to.
The one that you can sing.
I have, you know, I have a very rich and beautiful voice. I used to party to this too. This was like my jam.
This is when I interned here at the station.
I've been waiting so long. Da 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 da.
Man.
Yo, we could bump this today. This sounds timely.
Okay.
It don't sound good still? No?
I mean, it's cool, but she ain't Aretha Franklin, though. That's no, all I'm we saying.
Ain't. No, she ain't warbling now. She's, you know, she doing a little fast talk scat.
You know, social media had their way with this. They said, Cassie, where is this relationship going? That's what Cassie said. And Diddy was like,
go. Oh, that's not funny, Brian.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Listen, it's cool, though. Cassie, listen. You can go back to Ryan Leslie or you can come with me. Whichever.
You think our Les going to take her back? Fam, it's been 11 years. He's not taking her back. Back in 2014, I used to work at V103 at Atlanta, and we did the Car and Bike Show, and it was the Diddy Car and Bike Show. And he came, and he was like the main host, and he brought people out. And she was there backstage. I got a picture with her. Mm. And she was just like his, like just there. Mm. He didn't bring her out. She didn't say nothing. She just stayed backstage. I said hey to her and took a picture with her. She's very pretty.
Girl, bye.
Yeah, she is.
Well, she's still young, though. So she can, she ain't but 26.
She's still in her 20s. Yeah,
yeah,
she's good.
26.
Yeah.
No, no, she not. No. That's the age of the new chick that Diddy talking to already.
Oh, he got a new one?
Already, fam.
All right, Puffy. You don't waste no time, do you?
The new girl's name is
Strong Black.
Jocelyn Chu, and they were seen together at the Aubrey and the Three Migos concert in L.A. over the weekend. Child.
Got nasty mouth.
These men, child. That's why I don't, like a lot of my sisters be taking breaks. They need a break to heal. These men don't take no breaks. You taking no break. A break for? Get right back out there.
You don't know nothing about this mouth, young buck.
Hold up. I ain't say get back there and start, you know, making it pop. But I just said get back out there. They don't watch stop talking. Mind. They don't. Why you gotta stop talking?
I don't know.
I'm staying
go ahead
talking.
And dip your toe in the pool one time.
I'm staying talking. Period.
I don't obey you. You don't tell me what to do.
Shut up, Brian. I let the people know a little bit about me. You telling too much. Stop.
Oh my God.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the morning grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad though?
Me and my kids' mama that fell out. Mm. And in spite, she wanna try to tell me I can't see my kids no more. But she don't know she got nothing coming because I pay child support and I'm going for a custody battle. So she better
that's
watch
right. Oh, yeah.
Booyah.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Right. You stay in them babies' lives. You don't let nobody prevent you from seeing
thank
your
y'all.
Kids. That's
yeah.
Right.
When you go pick the kids up, get your paperwork and then have some glue or some tape on it and then just put it on her forehead. You know what I'm saying? That's what I would do.
I'm going to tape it to the back of her car one night. I really hate that, but, you know, it's life. And, you know, if that's something I got to do, that's what I got to do for my babies, man.
That's right. That's important no matter
and
what.
Shay, good morning, Shay.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
All right, what's your name?
My name is Paul, man.
All right, Paul. Thank you so much for calling up.
Y'all have a great day this morning.
You too.
Too.
Ma.
Thank you.
You are listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
All in Black Party, Daniel Caesar, Love Macy, Soul Revival. I keep looking at Ticketmaster to see what it's looking like.
Mm-hmm.
There's only 3 seats left in the whole building.
Oh,
so if you
love.
Want to sit down, you better hurry up and get those tickets. Everything else will be standing room only.
KPRS.com.
I've been really contemplating what I'm going to wear, how I want to present for
what?
A little soul revival in my life today.
Yeah. Little chocolate love. That's why I'm eating M&M's right now.
God.
Little chocolate love. You know how I do. I'm going to get what I need to wear on that Saturday.
Nah.
You know, wear some boots, wear some pants, get a shirt, bada bing, bada boom. Chocolate love.
Speaking of love, the NFL is showing women a lot of love. They want to help women catch breast cancer early. Mm-hmm. So they've teamed up with the Samuel Rogers Health Center near 8th and Euclid downtown. Mm-hmm. And they're giving them money to provide free mammograms as a part of the NFL's Crucial Catch initiative.
That's beautiful. That's wonderful. I love the stance that the NFL is taking on this, along with the other cancers as well. But this is, you know, this is real important in our community.
I had my very first mammogram about a month ago.
We good? Everything all right? Everything. Check
yeah,
out.
They The lady was really nice, too. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed that because I was a little worried because I've heard that it hurts. It did not hurt at all.
I saw a video online to where...
Now, they smash you. They smash it.
No.
But it didn't, it didn't hurt me.
Okay.
And she was very nice. And, you know, I'm a little odd about people that I don't know touching me, mm-hmm. you know. But it wasn't like that. I felt comfortable. Good. She really did a great job. And I was... I don't want to say pleased. That wouldn't fit. No, it's not pleased. It was an okay experience.
No, I saw a video online to where, you know, you can kind of check. Of course, you need a professional, but you can, you know, check at home.
Oh, yeah, that's
the lumps.
That's all the time. When you're in the shower, you're always supposed to be feeling around. And, you know, I have what they call dense breast tissue, so it's harder to capture it. That's why they, you know, would encourage you to go and let the professional do it. Mm-hmm. And once you turn 40, you're supposed to start getting them. So if you 40, go get it.
Yeah. Early detection is key.
Seriously.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
After effects of Hurricane Michael are still being felt, Brian, 32 people across Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, and Virginia have died after the storm made landfall. Millions of dollars in damage. Mm. Child, some relationships done broke up too.
Hey, how you know?
Well, I saw this online, and I know you and I both desire to, you know, possibly get married in the future and have children or whatever. We was just talking about having children just a second ago with one of the ladies who's in the building to talk about domestic violence. Mm-hmm. And as they were talking to me, I was like, maybe I need to rethink that.
Why?
It's just a lot. It's a lot. So this person put this post up on Facebook. Why am I wrong for inviting the mother of my child to live with my wife and I while her power is off? My wife is upset and doesn't seem to get why I invited them in. My ex-wife is still a good friend. She's a terrific mother. Her family lives 3 states away and I'm all she has. We were young and immature and it just didn't work for us. But we both love our child together. I'm not a monster. I want her and our child safe. Why should they be punished because of a hurricane? My wife suggested that they all go to a shelter, and I'm not trying to hear that. If you were in my shoes, what would you do?
My Lord, this is a sticky situation here. I feel where he's coming from because he wants to take care of his child, and the person who take care of his child, he wants to take care of them too, which is the mother, right?
Yeah.
So I'm on board with him with this. But his wife's insecurities are showing.
This is an emergency, fam. Right. I mean, it's not like...
As long as they stay in the basement, you know.
In the basement?
Yeah, they got to be in the basement. Well, she got to be in the basement, not the boy, not the kid. She got to be in the basement, though.
Why they got to be in the basement, though, fam?
Where they going to be in the front room? Huh? So Snoop Dogg could come in and knock over their little fort like he did in Baby Boy? Where would you... I mean, would you accept this?
Yes.
Okay, so where would you place the ex then?
I ain't think about her. I was thinking about the kid. Right, I was just thinking about the kid. Where would she go? It depends on what kind of house we got.
The basement. All right.
Hopefully we got, a little pad attic. With a, if it were where I live now, I have 3 bedrooms where I live.
Baller? What?
Seriously?
You got 3 bedrooms where you live.
I would, she would be upstairs. In the upstairs bedroom.
Oh, ho, brother, ho, whoa. Now, you got too much dip on your chip.
The master bedroom is downstairs. That's where I would be with my man. And she would be upstairs with the kids.
Okay. That would be the only question for me, though, is where she would be at. There would be no question about them coming over and staying with me.
But I'd be making sure I put baby powder on the on the carpet.
Here you go.
In the front room.
Here you go.
That's what you do if you want to see if somebody been in your house, put baby powder on, and if there's some footprints, she was walking through there in the middle of the night.
You are crazy.
I ain't crazy. I'm smart.
Okay.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chills.
722. Look for highs in the mid-60s today. Partly sunny. Right now, you're clear 46 on 39th of Paseo. Shade was popping.
Let's wish a happy birthday to all of our celebrity friends. Tommy the Hitman Hearns is 60 today.
He beat up Martin.
That was a fictional, situational comedy, young man.
Uh-huh.
Rapper Baby Bash is 43.
She moves her body like a cyclone, and she makes me wanna do it.
Trumpeter Wynton Marsalis is 57.
Uh-huh.
Author Terry McMillan is 67.
She still got me blocked on Twitter.
Why you get into it with Terry McMillan?
Because we got into it about her man-hating books.
This is your elder.
I know, that was a long time ago. Right?
She's your elder,
fam. It was a long time ago. She went at me, though, but anyway.
R&B singer Ne-Yo is 39. But it says disputed next to that. You think he older than that?
I would have guessed younger, but I don't know.
No, he do got that male padding baldness.
I don't talk about Ne-Yo. I met with Ne-Yo. We was at Strange Music.
Okay.
We was listening to his music. Don't talk about
Ne-Yo. What that got to do with his male padding baldness?
Whatever. Happy birthday to everybody born on October 18th.
So Pusha T was on Joe Budden's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
3.5 hours long. Mm-hmm. And they talked about this Drake and 40 situation. When I was washing my dishes last night, I was thinking about this.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a way for Pusha T to try to re-engage Drake to get a response. Because he didn't get a response the first time, he's now trying to re-engage him so that he can profit off of a battle between the two of them.
Drake restarted this on the shop.
Play it.
The information came from 40. It didn't come from Kanye at all. 40 is sleeping with a woman who begins to, he talks to her daily, 5-6 hours a day, provides opportunity for, and, you know, ultimately speaks about how he's disgruntled about certain things, notoriety and things involving Drake and his career, so on and so forth. With that also came the fact that Drake has a child. With that also came the trip that everybody took to go see the child and bring him gifts and all, you know, all of this information. She divulged this information. That's where it came from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now the truth comes out.
How do you know that this is true?
How do we know what Drake said it was true?
Right, we don't know any of this.
Because 40 looked like he'd be pillow talking, but that's another story.
Look how you really are adamant about this. Like, you know these people.
Because it sounds true, that's why. Look, another quote that Pusha T said. First of all,
you're so funny.
First of all, we both said, dang, at this quote. Listen, he said, first of all, I see what you lay with. I see what you create with. I see what you walk with. I don't want you to actually say my wife's name. I don't. Somebody might misconstrue you actually knowing her. Oh, Lord! Drake don't want no parts.
You backstroking in this.
I'm not
man.
Backstroking
you
in
love
nothing.
Mud. Look
no,
at you.
I'm
you
just
eat. Love it.
No, I'm saying the man got a point. All right? He got a point.
We don't know if any of this is true.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. We don't know what Drake said is true.
We don't.
40, you be pillow talking, fam.
How do you know that?
I just told you. It
Who's
looked like
gonna
you
gonna admit
do.
And say, yeah, Kanye told me? Who gonna say that? You gonna say that?
King Push don't lie.
You
all right? and that's the end of it. That's the end of the discussion right there.
Jada Pinkett Smith's Red Table Talk will be returning on October 22nd. And she talked about why she doesn't refer to her and Will Smith as being married. She said that they're life partners.
Hmm. That sounds deeper than marriage to me.
She says that it allowed her to take all the expectations that she had about marriage away and allow them to just be one human being to another human being.
So you think that what we're gonna redefine what marriage is? We gonna take like marriage out and just take that term out and just redefine it?
Well, she says that because she already got the paperwork in place for him.
Oh, here you
I
go.
Bet you she was Cassie. She got that paperwork, so if Will Smith decides to upgrade and get a younger chick.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I guess some people don't care. Even in an emergency situation, if you're not there for your spouse's ex, I guess it doesn't matter if water and natural disaster comes into play.
Yeah.
We've been talking about a question that I saw online. It said, why am I wrong for inviting the mother of my child to live with my wife and I while her power is off? This is someone who was affected by Hurricane Michael. My wife is upset and doesn't seem to get why I invited them in. My ex-wife is still a good friend, and she's a terrific mother. Her family lives 3 states away, and I'm all she has. We were young and immature, and it just didn't work for us, but we both love our child together. I'm not a monster. I want her and our child safe. Why should they be punished because of a hurricane? My wife suggested that they all go to a shelter, and I'm not trying to hear that. If you were in my shoes, what would you do?
Wow. I would try my best to keep all of my family together. I would definitely want the kid with me. I would want the mother with me too, but I understand that that's not probably the best option a lot of times. But I would want them both with me.
That's a traumatic situation.
It is.
When you are thinking that you could possibly die, you've lost everything in a flood. I mean, that's not the time to let your petticoat show.
Yeah.
You got to hide your petticoat,
you know,
sis.
Everybody don't think like that, though, Shay. Some people are insecure.
Right, but you got to hide that. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, I'm insecure about a lot of things, but
okay.
I'll be like, you know what? I can't show that right now. Kansas City, what are your thoughts?
I'm feeling like, no, it's not okay.
You gonna turn the child out into the street?
No, I mean, it's ways around everything. Like, the kids can stay, and we can send the mother wherever she needs to go. You heard that?
Where she gonna go? It's a hurricane.
If she's coming there, she got somewhere else to go. I mean, you know, we can send her, you know, give her a little ticket, send her to her family.
They live 3 states away, so you gonna separate the mother from the kid?
Yeah, and we can go visit when we need to, when everything clears out.
What you scared of?
I ain't scared of nothing. I mean, it's just like, you know, it's a comfort thing. I need to be comfortable in my space.
What's your name?
JJ.
JJ ain't trying to have her come home and be using her Bath and Body Works.
Okay, yeah. Like, the kids can stay, but she gotta go.
What does she help around the house? What does she start cooking? She can cook real good. What does she clean your house? And y'all get along. What if that happens?
Okay, we can move her down to the hotel down the street.
Oh, my God. It ain't. All right, JJ, okay, cool. Ain't no moving you. Have a good one.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We're that much closer to the possibility of having a 30-minute fast train from Kansas City to St. Louis, Brian. They say it would cost like maybe $30 each way. Mm. So it would be cheaper to get on the train than it would be to drive.
I'd be down for that, definitely.
Me too, especially because sometimes concerts go to St. Louis that don't come here.
My brother lives in St. Louis.
Would you jump on to go visit him?
Yeah, and come right back and do the show.
That would be dope, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm all on board for that. Don't be putting your baby mamas on the fast train. Especially if there's a, you know, a dramatic situation like a hurricane. We've been talking about a father who has a new wife. The mother of his child was involved in Hurricane Michael, and so, you know, they were evacuated out of their homes, and he asked the wife, can they please come in? his ex-wife and the child. So the wife has a problem with it, Brian.
Just sounds a little insecure to me.
Definitely, definitely.
What if the shoe was on the other foot? What if they needed somewhere to stay?
That's true. I mean, I can understand having problems with someone, but at some point you have to rise above and understand that this is an emergency.
And it takes a village.
Yes, it
does,
Brian.
Gotta take care of the kids.
Yeah, her petticoats is definitely showing in this situation, and she need to hide them. All right, let's go to line three. What are your thoughts?
I think that the dad is 100% in the right. That is the mother of his child and his son. He's doing the right thing. And I think the wife, the current wife, needs to swallow her pride and use this opportunity as a chance to create a good relationship with the mother of the child. Because if she loves her husband that much, she would do anything to keep the mother and the son safe.
That sounds nice. Have you ever been in that kind of situation? You sound like you may be coming from a place of experience.
Well, I do have, my parents are divorced, so I do have, you know, a family where we're kind of in that situation. We've never been through anything like that before, but I know without a shadow of a doubt that if we were in that situation, my stepmom would have my mom over, she would have the kids over, she'd have the dog, the cat, everyone, just to make sure we were safe. And all feelings put aside. Man, yeah.
The cat too?
The cat.
Cats can't come over my house. They shed too much. All right, what's your name?
My name's Liz.
Liz, thank you so much for calling up this morning.
Thanks.
When it goes down, KC, we give 3 hot minutes in the community with a morning grind and Hot 103 Gems.
Brian, October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and it's so important to be able to provide the community with information. There are people who are driving in their cars right now or possibly at home or even at work who are dealing with this issue. We've got Shanice Gibson from Friends of Yates, which is an organization that raises funds and supports and educates the community about domestic violence.
Good morning, Shanice.
Good morning.
So let's talk about some of the warning signs of domestic violence or a potential abuser.
You want to look for someone that doesn't honor your boundaries, someone who does not take responsibility for their behavior or blames others. Sometimes they'll say, I hit you or I do this because you make me mad, and they're not taking responsibility for what they do in the relationship. You also want to look at someone who keeps you from your friends or family. They may break your phones or your laptops or keep you from going to school. They try to isolate you, and spending time with friends or family is one thing. Also keeping you from leisure activities that you've always been interested in. So if you have a hobby and they prevent you from doing things that you like to do, they're trying to find a way to control you.
I'm talking about the abusers. Do you think things in their past or their environment that they grew up in kind of molds them into this? Or what do you think is the thing that triggers them to act this way?
I do believe that domestic violence is a learned behavior, or it can also come from social norms about what a woman and a man should do. And sometimes they believe that a man is more abusive or more physical, and that's how you gain control, or a woman is supposed to be submissive. And so I think it's also what they grew up around, but it can be those social norms as well.
This statistic reads 928 women were murdered in 2015 by a male intimate partner. We've been seeing here in Kansas City an uptick in murders of women, and domestic violence has been named as the cause. What can women do to protect themselves or get out of a situation if they find themselves there?
One is develop a safety plan. If you trust someone in your family, or you can call our hotline, which is 913-321-0951, and we can help you develop a safety plan. And what a safety plan is, having a code word if you have children. So when the time is right, if he comes home or she comes home drunk or something, and you feel like it's not going to be a safe situation, have a code word for your children so everyone knows to go to the next door neighbor or get in the car so that you can leave. Also, having a go bag is what we call it, but a go bag with all your important documents and being ready to leave when you can hide it in the closet or have it at your parents or family house if that's a safe option for you.
So, Shanice, I understand that you have a luncheon coming up.
Yes, we have the 18th Annual Domestic Violence Community Luncheon. We host it every year to honor and recognize our community partners as well as community supporters and members who help the center, the Delegale Joyce H. Williams Center, and also just help domestic violence. They may donate or volunteer their time and resources. It will be held at the Friends of Yates Center on October 26, 2018. If you would like to attend, we ask that you RSVP and you can call 913-321-1566 and ask for Shanice Gibson.
Ms. Shanice Gibson, thank you so much for providing us with this information this morning.
Thank you.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
821 today. Look for highs in the mid-60s. Partly sunny. Right now, you are sunny at 46 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's popping?
Brian, I'm kind of shocked by this. Reports were released yesterday that Diddy and Cassie have called it quits after 11 years as a couple.
Oh. Let me cue up that Mary J. Blige for you.
Yeah, go on. Oh,
that's, hold on. Here we go.
There we go.
All right, here we go. Got the black lipstick on.
She ain't got no kids with him.
She was a stepmama, though.
I guess so.
Was she older than her stepkids? Like, is she older than Quincy? Not Quincy, but Albie Shore's son?
I think she is. That is Albie Shore's son, Quincy.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Let me Google it. Cassie's age. Yeah, she's 32.
She is?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
I thought she was a little younger than me.
No, nah, she's 32. Diddy's 48. Dang, Diddy.
That ain't number 16 years.
She done used up all her good 20s. But her stomach is still flat.
But who else, like, who else would you want to waste, quote unquote, your years with other than Puffy, though?
I wouldn't want to waste my years with nobody.
It's Puffy. You know what they said, though, on social media, though? It was like, Cassie said, where's this relationship going? And Puffy was like,
we ain't going nowhere.
So mean.
We ain't going.
Of course, he done got back on the horse. He dating a 26-year-old model named Jocelyn Chu.
Yeah.
They were seen at the Aubrey and Domingos concert in L.A. over the weekend.
That's right. Do your thing, Puffy. I ain't mad at you.
Yes, I'm singing. I want to mingle.
This is why I encourage my girls. Y'all better stop trying to drink holy water and ask these men for closure. Forget about that closure and move on with your life. Men
and
don't waste no time. They back at it like a craftmatic.
And make love good.
This is why I don't waste no time, Brian. We break up today, I'm dating. The next 2 hours.
Let's see what that throat do.
I ain't saying I'm popping and shaking, though. Don't do that.
What? Don't do what?
I'm not going there with it, but I want to talk to new men.
What's dating?
I want to talk to new men.
What does that mean?
What I said. You can't hear me? I want to talk to new men.
Talking can mean a variety of things.
Do you know what talking means?
You're doing something with your mouth.
That's what it means.
No, it does not.
You are doing something with your mouth when you talk.
My mouth do what it want to do.
This is going to turn into a situation very quickly.
Look at that mouth.
And I'm not trying to go there with you.
Be sexy.
So I hope Cassie, you know, goes on with her life. There's plenty of men that are willing, able, and ready to date her.
So, like, you probably eat more than a sandwich, boy.
Like me.
I
know
Cassie
what to do. Yes, she do. Yes, she do. How come she don't?
I don't think she do.
Why? Why?
I met her for like maybe 10 minutes. And from those 10 minutes, nah, you ain't her type.
We gotta get up and go at least one more round.
What's her type?
Diddy.
Gone!
Diddy can dance. He got money. He chocolate.
I can pop lock.
That's the exact opposite of you.
I'm, I ain't chocolate, but you know, I can be a nice honey mustard in the months of July and August.
This finna be
you
a
are
breeze.
Cream of wheat color.
I'm cream of wheat.
Fam, you are grits.
I'm grits. All right, we'll see about that.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.